students, today we are going to see how a city which is much bigger than a village and more spread out has crowded markets, many buses and cars, water, electricity facilities, traffic control, hospitals, etc. looks to be. Who is responsible for running all this? And how are decisions made? How is planning done? Who are the people who do all the work? Students, we can learn some answers to all these questions from Chapter 7 of Civics Urban Administration. Now let us see what are the structures of our Indian administrative system. The top level, it comes the Union Government, followed by the State Government, Local Government, and the local government are categorized into two, municipality and panchayat. Under the municipality, it includes municipal corporation, municipal council, and nagar panchayat. Let us see what is a municipality. A municipality is a place with own local government, it may be a city, a town, or another area. In the city, there is the municipal corporation that take care of street lights, garbage collection, water supply, keeping the streets and markets clean. The municipal corporation is also responsible for ensuring that diseases do not break out in the city. In smaller towns, these works are done by a little bit smaller organization known as municipal council. The city is divided into different wards, and ward councillors get elected. The complicated decisions that affect the entire city are taken by groups of councillors who form committees to decide and to debate issues. When the problems are within a ward, then the people who live in the ward can contact their councillors. After the decisions taken by the councillors' committees and the councillors, the commissioner and the administrative staff implement them. The commissioner and the administrative staff are appointed while the councillors are elected. As the city is so large, the work here is divided into different departments, such as the water department, the garbage collection department, sanitation department, etc. Now let us see how the urban administration works. Municipal corporation takes care of street lights, garbage collection, water supply, and keeps the streets and market clean. They are also responsible for ensuring that diseases do not break out in the city. They run schools, hospitals, and dispensaries, and makes gardens and maintain them. In a big city, this is called a municipal corporation. In smaller towns, it is called as municipal council. The ward councillor and the administrative staff functions. Decisions like where a park or a new hospital should go usually made by the ward councillor. City divided into different wards, ward councillors get elected. Decisions that affect the entire city taken by group of councillors, they form committees to decide and debate issues for problems within a ward, people can contact their councillors. Councillors' committees and the councillors decide on issues, commissioner and the administrative staff implement these, commissioner and the administrative staff are appointed, councillors are elected. All ward councillors meet, make a budget, and the money is spent according to this. Ward councillors try to ensure that particular demands of their wards are placed before the entire council. Decisions are implemented by the administrative staff. Work in the city is divided into different departments: water department, garbage collection department, department to look after gardens, another to look after roads, garbage lying all over the street if collected attracts dogs, rats and flies, people get ill from the smell. Municipal corporation was the one who suggested to people that they have two dustbins at home to sort out their garbage, thus reducing their work. Now let us see what are the works of the ward councillor. The ward councillors are responsible for the construction of hospitals. They are the people, they are elected by the people living in that ward or area. Group of councillors make decisions on policy making. Committees of ward councillors look after water, garbage collection and street lighting. Duties of the ward councillors. Ward councillors make the budget. They look into the demands of their respective wards. They assign the task of implementation to the administrative staff. The ward councillors are responsible for the construction of hospitals. They are elected by the people living in that ward or area. Groups of councillors make decisions on policy making. Committees of ward councillors look after water, garbage collection and street lighting. Administrative staff. Ward people can approach administrative ward councillors regarding their problems within a ward. Members of the councillor or committees decide on various issues. Commissioner and the administrative staff implement the issues. Commissioner and the administrative staff are appointed by the people, but the ward councillors are elected by the people.